Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my podcast. Today is Monday, February 26, 2024. Last Monday, if you listened to the Cross in the Desert, I spent the entire program talking about what Jesus meant when he said and declared, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." It was a program about true freedom, finding true freedom in Christ. And I talked about the quest for freedom in the context of my dear friends in Iran that are just struggling to stay alive every day under a dictatorship government. But I also pointed out that although oppression by dictatorship governments is a horrible way to live, and the day that those governments fall, you can say we rejoice, we have true freedom. In one sense, that's true. But in the larger sense, as I pointed out, true freedom without Christ is not true freedom at all. Freedom without Christ is just another wall, just another lifestyle where the chains of sin in our hearts keeps us oppressed. So it's not enough to be free from a dictatorship government. We have to find true freedom, and that's found in Christ. Now, this Monday, I want to talk about a subject that is near and dear to my heart. When we talk about freedom, we're looking for true freedom. The corresponding topic is finding true peace. Because people that don't know the Lord, those that have not surrendered their hearts and minds to Christ, and I was one of them at one time, looking for peace in all of the wrong places. Just like freedom, we are searching for that liberation from the chains that oppress us. And little do we know that the real chains that are oppressing us are the internal chains, the sins, the tentacles and the grasp of sin that is suffocating us, that sin that addicts us, causes us to look for freedom in every other place but the right place, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, correspondingly, we're looking for peace in a world of chaos, in a world of stress. And because we don't know the Lord Jesus, we are looking for peace in all of the wrong places. Well, I want to begin this topic today. Since last Monday was about freedom, I want to talk about peace today. But before we get into that topic, I want you to hear this very insightful, short, 1 minute, 60-second sermon on peace of God. Let's listen.
Here's a Bible verse for your peace.
Jesus says in John 14:28, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. Jesus makes a distinction between the peace of this world and the peace of God. That's because the peace of God is not an external peace. The peace of God doesn't always exist in your environment. When there's a vacuum of all worldly peace, the peace of God remains. When life goes to hell in a handbasket, the peace of God remains. When trial, tribulation, and loss may come, the peace of God remains. It's a peace that trumps circumstance. It's a peace that overrules chaos. It's a peace that supersedes the natural. It's a peace that is so superior to any peace that this world can offer you because it is the peace of God. Lord, don't just give this person peace around them. Give them peace within them. In fact, give them you, for you are the God who is peace.
I think that goes right to the heart and to the point I want to talk about this morning. I want to go back to this scripture because it's foundational for what I want to discuss with us this morning. Jesus said on the night before his crucifixion, and by the way, when you read John chapter 14, it is an amazing chapter. Remember, this is very shortly before Jesus was arrested, handed over to a sham trial in front of the Sanhedrin, then delivered to Pontius Pilate, and then the next morning crucified. But the night before, in John chapter 14, actually 14, 15, and 16, Jesus is imparting this truth about peace to his disciples. Now think with me for a minute. Jesus knows what he is about to endure, the most horrific day in the universe when he would bear our sin and our guilt and have a time when he was separated from his Father because of the enormity of the guilt and the sin laid upon him. Think about just how incredible, horrific that would be for the Son of God who had never experienced anything like that before. With that in mind, though, the night before, he is concerned about his disciples' joy and their peace. It says in Philippians, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. The night before this horrific event, you would think the average person would be under such a great enormity of stress. But Jesus instead is focusing on his concern for his disciples' joy and their peace. Listen to his own words. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27. Leave me alone. I can't take this anymore. Well, you and I, we've heard these words of desperation before. You and I have even uttered these same words in a moment of panic. Stress. The stress of raising a family. The stress of holding down a job. The stress of a complicated relationship. Stress. 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 Well, the world is having an anxiety attack. Remember, 3 years ago, that was the truth of all of us going through the pandemic. The stress, the fear of catching this horrific virus because we knew 9 times out of 10 it could take our life. Well, the world is still having an anxiety attack with our economy, with what's going on with the wars in the world, Israel. I mean, I could name and make a list. And we're desperately trying to cope with that, looking for some type of relaxation, a little peace of mind. That was a song by Boston many, many decades ago. All I want is to find, is to have my peace of mind. And, of course, that is the goal of so many of us. But where do you find peace of mind? We're looking for peace, many of us, in all of the wrong places. Remember back to the 60s? Now, I know that dates myself when I say that. The hippie movement in the 60s chanted, all we are saying is give peace a chance. Well, unfortunately, most of the young people at that time were experimenting with all of the mind-altering drugs, marijuana, LSD, and there was this anti-authority, anti-government movement of the 60s, and it really did little to achieve any peace, remember? Instead, there were riots, suicide, murders, and protest rallies that really ended with arrest and very little peace. Doesn't seem like times have changed. These same hippies are teaching this kind of garbage at our universities right now. Well, that was a bad time, the drugs, the anti-authority movement. And so instead of being addicted to dangerous drugs, well, many people turned to the East for some yoga, some transcendental meditation, all in search of a peace of mind, right? Only to discover that those results were artificial and not long-lasting. Let me add this. This is the devil's favorite gateway. Okay, don't do the hard drugs, but try a little yoga. Try a little TM. Try a little mind-bending, new age technique, whatever it may be. And it is a deadly deception because it is an artificial, occultic peace that doesn't last very long. I can tell you on the internet, I have read the testimonials of many young people involved in new age practices, whether it been Reiki or whatever it is, and they are searching down this vortex looking for this inner peace. And for a while, it seems like they've found this kind of connection to the universe, as they call it, and finding this peace of mind. But it's artificial. It's deceptive because it doesn't last. Under the greatest amount of trials, it's an artificial quick fix connection that Satan, of course, doesn't play games. He will offer you this kind of counterfeit peace, but it is very, very dangerous and very, very deceptive. Well, since the turbulent movement of the 60s, have we really learned anything? The road to that kind of peace was a dead end. So now, where do we find a real peace of mind? Well, I'm glad you're asking the question. Nearly 2,000 years ago, the night before his crucifixion, Jesus made a promise to his fretful and worried disciples. His disciples were much like you and me. They dealt with the real life issues that were filled with stress. Jesus, realizing in a few hours, he would make them a promise. He would experience, think about this, I'm going to go back to this again. Jesus realized in a few hours he would experience agonizing pain after being nailed to a cross. But he spent the last hours of his life comforting his stressed out followers. He made them a promise that would transform their lives in any situation. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Right away we understand something from this promise. Peace is not some inner attitude. It's not sitting in some lotus position. It is not emptying your minds. Peace is a person, having a right relationship with a person. Jesus did not say, empty your minds, sit in a lotus position, meditate. No. Jesus did not promise a superficial solution to the anxiety and the stress all around his disciples. What Jesus did promise was his peace would guard and comfort their hearts in the midst of stress, anxiety, and tragedy. Now, immediately, when we think of this peace promise, some of us think, well, that means all of the trials and the obstacles of life are suddenly going to magically disappear. But that's not the case. Peace is not the absence of conflict. It is how we deal with the conflict instead of letting us be overwhelmed by it, where we're on the road to suicide or drinking or finding our peace in a bottle. Now, Jesus said, the kind of peace that I'm giving you does not automatically mean that conflict will suddenly disappear, that all of the trials and obstacles of your life will magically disappear. What he did promise was that his peace would give them an inward, settled assurance that he was with them in the midst of all of their pain and suffering. They would have a conviction, or we would have a conviction, a trust, that in the midst of true suffering, the peace of Christ will sustain us. The peace of Christ will strengthen us. The peace of Christ will comfort our troubled hearts. And so when we know what this peace really is, that it is found in a person, that it's found in a right relationship with God through Christ, that it's an inward settled assurance that he is with us. The next question is, would you like to experience this kind of peace? This kind of peace that Jesus is speaking of is a peace that passes all understanding. It's a peace that flows from a real relationship with God. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, your fellowship with God is restored, and your broken heart of sin is healed. This is the kind of peace that the world needs, because every other counterfeit, artificial pathway is going to only lead to more stress. This we know for sure. Jesus has come for stressed out, troubled, and anxious hearts, and his peace can be yours, but the choice is up to you. Now, I'm going to tell you from my own experience where I find my peace. And it's in that quiet time every morning before the Lord, where I shut out the concerns and the demands of the world, and I find that private place with my Bible and just open my heart to the peace that passes all understanding. In fact, there is a beautiful promise in Psalm chapter 25, verse 14. This comes from the Passion Translation. This is going to read a little different, but I want you to hear it. It's that secret place we call, that private time. And here's what the psalmist says. There's a private place reserved for the devoted lovers of Yahweh, where they sit near him and receive the revelation secrets of his promises. I can assure you that unless I start my day in that secret place, my life is pretty chaotic. It's not the same. But let me amplify on that a little bit, okay? I'm going to go to Psalm 27, verses 4 through 6 in the Passion Translation, and I want you to hear this. Here's the one thing I crave from God, the one thing I seek above all else. I want the privilege of living with him every moment in his house, finding the sweet loveliness of his face, filled with awe, delighting in his glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to him that he takes pleasure in my every prayer. In his shelter, in the day of trouble, that's where you'll find me. For he hides me there in his holiness. He has smuggled me into his secret place where I'm kept safe and secure. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, that secret place. He smuggles me, the Word of God says, the Passion Translation, Psalm 27. He smuggles me into his secret place where I'm kept safe and secure. This is a wonderful experience. And if you're looking for peace, the peace of God that transcends all understanding, the peace of God that sustains you, strengthens you, and gives you an inward settled assurance in the midst of chaos, you'll find it in the person of Jesus Christ. And now I want us to celebrate the knowledge of that peace with a great song from Mr. Wayne Watson again, and this is called The Peace That Passes Understanding. Let's listen. With a lot of truth, Mr. Wayne Watson, the peace that passes understanding. For decades, many of us have given ourselves financially to therapists, to psychiatrists, to toxic psychiatric drugs, looking for this peace. But there is a peace that passes all understanding, the Bible says. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, just so you don't misunderstand me, there may be a legitimate situation where you're under the care of a therapist and you are medicated for some type of disorder in your body. That's completely different than what I'm talking about. What I'm referring to is people will go to the therapist and just trust in that person to handle all of their problems and come up with all of these solutions. But there is a peace that transcends all understanding that may come in the relationship with a close friend where you're not spending ton of money on, but that person will enter into a relationship with you and sit down with you and pray with you and speak to you and hold you up and be with you when you're hurting. Well, that's what Jesus does. He is that Prince of Peace, the Bible says, that comes alongside of us. And through the power of the Holy Spirit living in us, he gives us an inward settled assurance in the midst of a chaos, in the midst of the storm. Remember, the disciples were on the boat, and they were saying, "Don't you care, Jesus, that we're perishing?" This horrific storm came up. And Jesus stood up and spoke, "Peace, be still." And the storm was gone. That's what Jesus wants to do for you this morning. He wants to speak to the storm in your soul. He wants to speak to the storm in your situation. You might be facing a situation where you are ravaged by cancer. He wants to speak peace to your heart. Peace, be still. Peace is not found in a bottle. It's not found in some Eastern meditative process. It's not found in some drug. It's found in a person. And when you surrender your heart and your mind to him, he promises to give you a peace that the world cannot give you. But it comes, first of all, by saying yes to Jesus. You're no longer the captain of your salvation. You're no longer in charge with your life. When you come to Christ and he becomes Lord, he gives you that peace that passes understanding. And that's what I want you to have this morning if you don't know him. Come to him. Surrender your heart and mind. Let his precious blood cleanse you from all of your guilt and shame, and find that peace that passes all understanding. I want you to have a great week. God bless you, and I will see you again on Thursday on the Cross in the Desert.